Hi, I'm Lewis.
And I'm Z.
Welcome to the I Second That podcast, where we will help you find interesting topics of conversation, which will help you gauge new people. So, if you're starting a new job, going to a new school, or you just want to make some new friends, this is a place to find those conversation starters that can really help people click.
And if you're maybe isolating or you're just working from home, you kind of want to interact with people, but you don't really want to put the effort in, we're here to keep you company.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone, depending on what time zone you're in. Welcome to the I Second That podcast. Once again, it's episode 7, and it's also part
congratulations,
2.
You got it right. Yes, it is another Thursday. We're hoping that you guys are having a pretty good week, and we're here once again to keep you company.
Yeah, boy. And it's part 2 of questions that you're not used to. We've filtered down our favorites this time, because otherwise we'd have to go through 65 questions, and some of them aren't the most interesting.
Yeah.
But I like our pick. I'd just like to add to the record that Z's currently sat with a blanket over her head.
Well, I don't have
a professional
studio,
soundproofing. So,
yeah, and also, you know, you can just pretend that I'm in a blanket fort, you know, just go back to my childhood.
Z is secretly 7 years old.
Who says secretly? It's never been a secret.
That is a good point, actually. We always knew. But yeah, I hope everyone's had a good week. And we hope you've enjoyed the first set of questions. We're recording these in the same day again, so we can't really react to the last things that you put. But we like the ones that you've been doing for the traveling. We've been loving to know your answers and stuff. That's been really cool.
Thank you. We really love the interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But on a side note, I may be like this, but I'm also very professional when it comes to voice acting stuff. So hit me up.
Yeah, personal life and professional life are very separate. But yeah, welcome to
very important
part 2. We'll carry on with our weird and wonderful questions. So question 1 of today is, what is your best physical attribute?
That is an absolute no-brainer. It would definitely have to be my hair.
That is a good answer. Your hair's pretty sick.
Thank you.
I'm kind of biased because I've also got curly hair. I don't know what I would say my best.
Yeah.
Because
we both have great hair.
We do both have amazing hair, not just a humble brag.
I mean, we'll post pictures if you want.
Yeah, we'll take some hair selfies.
Hair selfies, yeah.
Yeah. Make a new trend. Question 2. If you were the opposite sex for a day, what would you do?
See, this is going to sound just a little bit weird, but So the first thing that I would do, okay, this is not safe for work. Okay. It's I don't know. So if I were to wake up as a boy, the first thing that I would do is like go to the shower and then get like, I'd bring a marker with me and then just like draw a target somewhere and then see if I can hit that target when I pee. That's literally it. I've always found that like interesting. It's like, so can you really aim and hit the target?
Yeah, I've heard that a lot of girls find that fascinating, that we can actually aim.
Because we can't.
Yeah, I know. It is. Yeah, I suppose it's just kind of a natural thing for us to be able to do that. But I get why you would find it interesting. I would make an OnlyFans and make loads of money.
Oh my God.
That's literally what I would do.
But what if you only had that body for like one day? Would you even have the time?
I'd spend like £300 on advertising, get everyone to see it. I kind of hoping if I was a girl, I'd be pretty hot. So,
okay.
And then yeah, just make loads of money.
Yeah, sounds.
Just do it for like 24 hours. Yeah.
If it works, it works.
There are some weird ass guys out there, so I'll just do some weird shit. Question number 3. So you've got your own society. Because you've discovered your own island. You can make the rules for it. What is the first rule that you would put in place?
The environment and animals over everything. Like, they have to be top priority and they have to be protected at all costs. That's literally it. And if, as a society, we don't survive at that point, it's like, well, maybe we don't belong here.
Yeah, at least we protect the animal and the environment. Mine's kind of similar. I would have to say that. No harming of animals whatsoever. So no, mm-hmm. no eating meat. Everyone has to be vegan. My society, my rules. Fuck your bacon. Question number four. So your house is on fire, and all of your family and your pets and everything are safe, and you can only save one inanimate object. What do you save?
100% my laptop, because how else am I going to do like all of my voiceover stuff?
Yeah.
And you know, like check my emails. I mean, my phone is easier to replace than my laptop is. Plus, mm-hmm. my laptop's pretty new. So there's that. And also, how else am I going to play Minecraft?
That is the most important thing that you've got to ask yourself before saving things. What do I need
how
to
else?
Play Minecraft?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd have to say my laptop as well. I don't really hold a ridiculous amount of value, like sentimental value on objects. But my laptop is probably the most expensive thing that I own. It's got all my work on there. I do all of my work on there. And I know I'm a photographer, but my camera's cheaper to replace than my laptop is. And I'm not going back to having a crappy laptop because it's so painful. I feel when I got this, I felt like a weight had been lifted from my shoulders. I felt free.
Oh my gosh. When I got my laptop, it was my baby. Like I wanted to sleep next to it.
Yeah. I was literally like, it's brilliant in it.
I know.
So we both be safe in our laptops. That's a very first world millennial thing to say, I feel like.
Well, even though you're not, I mean, what do you mean?
You're not a millennial, or are you?
I am a millennial.
Wait, am I a millennial?
Technically, yes. You still are.
Okay. I was confused by how old he was then.
fuck you. Fuck that. Excuse me.
I thought she was like 52 or something. I'm going to pay for that later. What question number five. What was your last dream about?
Okay, so my last dream had something to do with Shaun the Sheep and Minecraft. I don't know how, and it wasn't like as vivid as the other dreams that I've had, but it definitely had something to do with Shaun the Sheep and Minecraft. Like those two together.
Standard. I can see how those two would relate.
And oddly enough, that's not even like the weirdest dream that I've had. I mean, I've told Lewis like a lot of the other dreams that I've had, and they're all like ridiculously trippy. And I've noticed that my dreams are much more vivid and are easier for me to remember for some weird reason if I eat cheese like less than 3 hours before I sleep.
Yeah, the cheese myth is true. It's weird.
Cheese is a drug.
Eat cheese before bed. And every time she eats cheese before bed, then she always tells me about weird ass dreams.
Just to be clear, I don't eat it right before bed, like eat it and then go to sleep. It's just like if I
literally
consume,
like on a bedside table.
If I consume cheese like within 3 hours before falling asleep, I have like really crazy dreams.
I don't remember my last dream. I don't think I had any dreams last night because I was too drunk. What was the last thing I dreamt about? Shit. So it wasn't actually, because I can't remember like any sort of recent dream, I'm going to go for the kind of daydream that I had. It's quite depressing, actually. So I imagine myself like being sat like here at my desk doing my work every day. And like I was starting to get more and more clients from my photography and making more and more money and getting more and more followers on social media and that sort of stuff. And like every time I'd be sat there working, my parents or my sister or someone would come in and ask me like, oh, do you want to do this? Do you want to come on a walk with us? Do you want to come and get a drink? Do you want to be coming watching a film? And I'd always say, no, I've got to work. No, I've got to work. And then eventually it got to the point where I was doing it full time and I was actually making a good bit of money. And then I went downstairs to like, you know, speak to my parents and my family and stuff and say, hey, I'm free now. Do you want to do stuff? And they'd all be like, no, we don't care anymore. I don't know, as he was saying, like, that's obviously been done it's obviously been done before. It wasn't, it's obviously not an original dream, but it kind of scared me a little bit.
Yeah.
So there's a cheery thought for you. Spend time with your family, kids. What type of music do you like is question number six. I think we're...
See, So my music ranges from classical to jazz to Disney to Doja Cat and Cardi B and Linkin Park and Chemical and My Chemical
Romance.
What's
your favorite type of music right now? What do you listen to
right now? Oh my gosh. My current favorite song is by, oh my gosh, what is my current favorite song? I can't remember the title, but it had Megan Thee Stallion on it. I will post the link on our social media.
Is it Fucking Around? Is it that one?
Yes, that's the one. Yeah. That's the one. Like, I cannot stop playing it. Like, I have to hear it on the daily, and I play it when I shower now.
That is a tune.
It is.
Let's go for favorite song as well instead, because otherwise it's gonna, because we could just talk about every single category. I would say the song that I listen to most right now is Broke Boy by Austin and Claire Ridgely. We'll post a link to that.
That's a pretty good song.
I love that song so much. I hope it's
you're welcome
about me. Do you prefer sunrises or sunsets? It's question number, which is just the next question. I don't know what number one anymore.
I would have to say sunsets, mostly because, for one thing, it's more convenient to find a sunset than it is to find a sunrise. And also, I only like sunrises if it's at the beach.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, sunrises in the city are nice, but it gets like ridiculously warm really quickly when you're in the city. But when you watch a sunrise at the beach, it's still like cool and breezy, even until like 8 a.m.
Yeah, and if you're at the beach, you can always take a dip in the sea.
Exactly.
I know what you mean, though.
So I definitely prefer sunsets.
I actually prefer sunrises. Just because I don't know, I like the fact that it's showing the start of the day, and I feel like it's an accomplishment to see them, because you have to wake up quite early to see it.
Oh, that's actually nice.
Yeah, and it's
sure.
Obviously sunsets are still amazing and beautiful, mm-hmm. but then it's nighttime, and then that's like when my brain starts to shut down, and it's like the end of the day.
See, for me, it's kind of different because like. It is at the end of the day, but sunsets for me, when I see them, it's like, I think, okay, you did what you could today. You did your best. And it is now time for you to just chill.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. I was going to say something. I forgot. Fuck. Oh, yeah. I am kind of a morning person as well. So that's why I prefer sunrises.
Me too, actually.
Well, then your answer is wrong.
But I just like sunsets. Shut up.
Do you have any scars? Is the next question.
Oh, this is going to be a long one. Yes.
At least one of mine.
No, I know about like.
Oh, you know all of them, but you were there for one of them.
That was.
Go on, you go first.
A lot of blood. Okay, so my first major scar, I guess. Yeah, I'd call it a major scar, is on my bikini line, actually, because I had an appendectomy when I was 13. So there's just like this big ass scar that I was really insecure about as a teenager. But now it's like, yeah, look at that. I got a scar.
Got badass.
I know. Right? It's like, yeah, somebody opened me up and then stitched me back up. So yeah, now that I'm seeing things differently, I actually appreciate the scar. Also, if I did not get that appendectomy, I would have died within the next 24 hours. Well, so that's very important. So scars can be okay. The other major scar that I have is on my shoulder blade, on like the upper left, right? See, I can't even remember if it's the left or the right, but it is on my upper back, like somewhere near my shoulder blade. And that's because I had like an unusual mole there. And my doctor said that he was worried that it could potentially be cancerous.
Oh, yeah.
Another health thing.
I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, so he took that out. And he took it out really nicely and cleanly. And then he was like, okay, so put this cream on so that the scar isn't too obvious. And if you go out in the sun, make sure you put sunscreen. But of course I didn't do that because, I mean, if it's a scar, it's a scar. And the funny thing was, there's this one time that I went to the office and like, I still had the gauze on my back. Mm-hmm. And people were looking at it like, oh my God, Z, what happened to you? What happened? And I'm like, oh, I got stabbed. And all of my trainees believed me. Like, I know. I'm just like, yeah, oh, I got stabbed. And then all of my trainees believed me and they all started freaking out like, oh my God, Z, what happened? Why are you here? Why are you going to the office? And I'm like, guys, no, I just... and then I had this like one trainee. So this was like a few months after, where the scar had already healed. So I wasn't wearing like the gauze over it anymore. So I was walking and then he saw it. And he was like, Z, oh my God, what happened to you? I'm like, oh, what do you mean? What happened to me? He was like, you have a scar on your back. I was like, oh yeah, I got stabbed like a few months back. There was a mugging. And I even gave him like, and then like, he starts freaking out. He's like, where is he? I'm going to stab him back. And I'm like, no.
Is he your own
fault? My doctor just took out a mole. So I was like, yeah, no. There's no need to worry about that. My doctor just took out a mole. I'm fine.
But thanks for the support.
Yeah. And I think the third one that I still have, I don't know if it's ever going to fade away, but it does also have like a pretty funny story to it, is on my right knee. Mm-hmm. This was when Lewis was there. Well, he wasn't there, you know, like he was there the night before.
I don't know what that sound was. Carry on.
So he was there. So what had happened was, it was Friday, and after work, of course, we had to go out drinking. So we went to like the park social at IT Park. And Lewis and all of our other British friends were there, and they decided to go get Jaeger bombs. And I had never had a Jaeger bomb before, but that night, I think I had, how many did I have? Did I have like three? Or did I have more than three? Yeah, I think I had about three or four.
Yeah. You had enough.
Yes. No, I had a little more than enough. And the thing is, I'm not a heavy drinker. I drink when I'm with my friends. It's just, yeah.
But you don't normally get like proper drunk.
No, never. But I was with a group of friends who knew what they were drinking. And then there was me. So yeah, just Jaeger bombs on top of like all of the other things that we had. And then, thankfully, because I was too drunk out of my mind, Lewis and Kat and like our other friends, like took a taxi with me and took me home first just to make sure that I got home safely. So that was good. That worked out just fine. It's just that the day after, I had to go to like a job signing, like a job offer. So I fell asleep at like probably 4 or 5 in the morning. I woke up early the next day because I had to dress up, look nice, and go to the job offer. And I did that flawlessly. I looked professional and I just looked amazing and I felt amazing. And so I signed the job offer and oh my gosh, I left the building. The moment I left the building, my brain was like, okay, you are done being responsible. Let's go back to being drunk. Step out of the building. And as I'm going down, because I was supposed to walk home, I freaking trip over nothing. Like there was nothing blocking my way, but I trip and I scrape my knee so badly that when I got up, I was like, okay, my leg is wet and I'm not sweating. And I was like, oh, would you look at that?
Take skills to trip over flat surfaces, you know.
Exactly. And I'm like, that's a lot of blood. And so I start
So this wasn't even like on the night when she was drunk, this was the next day.
It was the day after. And after I had done like all of my adult responsibilities. So that is talent. And then there was like a habal-habal, that's what we call it in the Philippines. So there's like a motorcycle driver who like passed by me and he was like, oh my God, are you okay? Do you need me to take you to the hospital? And like, he freaks out for me and I'm trying not to cry. And I'm like, can you just take me home? Can you just take me home? And he does take me home. And then I freak out so badly. I just hand him my money. I don't even ask for the change anymore. And he's like, you're sure? You're sure you're okay? And I'm like, okay, okay. And then I go inside and then I literally, quite literally cry for my mom. And my mom was inside and she was on the phone with someone. So then she's like, shh. So she shushes
me. Die quietly.
She shushes me. And then I'm still in my dress and everything. And I was wearing like pearl earrings and all of that stuff. And then my brothers are freaking out for me. They're like, oh my God, Adesalina, what's happening? I'm like, it hurts. It hurts. I'm going to die. And then I was crying. And then my mom, so like my dad comes down and says, what's happening? And my mom's like, oh, your daughter's still drunk.
Oh, shit.
And then my dad just looks at me like, you went to your job offer drunk? And I was like, you went to your job offer drunk? I was like, but I wasn't drunk earlier. And then I don't know what happened. And then I continue crying. My mom's like, go wash your leg. So I go wash my leg. I'm still crying. I lie down on the couch. My mom finishes a ridiculously long conversation with someone on the phone. And then when she's done, she goes up to me and then she looks at my knee and then she says, yeah, that's not even that bad. You're just really hungover. I'm like, but no, mom, blood. And then she fixes me up. And then that's not even the end of it, because I almost like missed my flight because I was flying to Manila on the same day. I had to fly out in like the next 3 hours because I was flying to Manila to host a friend's wedding.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. On the plus side, when I got to the airport, I changed to a different dress that wasn't like muddied and bloody and whatever. And I had like this massive gauze on my knee and I was like limping around the airport. And I felt really bad for myself. But then everyone was ridiculously nice to me. They were like, oh, do you need help? Oh, do you want a wheelchair? And I'm like, aww. Oh, everybody's nice. And then I always got priority to everything. And I'm like, okay, it's not that bad except for the pain.
I might need to try that next time. Put like a big like bandage around my knee and then just limp around everywhere.
Oh my gosh. Don't do that, kids. Don't do that. Do not scam people. Okay. Don't ruin it for other people who are actually hurt.
That's a good point.
And then
do it anyway.
Don't do it. And then, so I get to Manila, I host the wedding and I was wearing this long gown that touched the floor. So obviously no one could see my knee, but because the gown was so long and my only like event shoes were heels, I wore heels at the event, and I was standing the entire time while I could feel my knee just throbbing, but I power through it and host my way through it. And no one knew that there was anything wrong with me until I went to my best friend after the wedding and told her, yeah, you're going to have to drive me places because I cannot do shit anymore. So I can be ridiculously professional when I need to be.
Well, that was that was an event.
It was a roller coaster, yeah.
I just remember coming in the next day and just being like, yeah, I've like permanently scarred my knee. And I was like, what? But we got you home. And then you're like, no, it was the next day. I literally tripped over nothing. So that's why I'm laughing, because it's just so fucking stupid.
I know. Like, if I were to hurt myself, it should have been on the night that I was drinking and not the next day.
I'm not a bad person, I promise, for laughing.
But yeah.
So I've got a few scars as well. We have told one of the stories about the one on my middle finger on my left hand for when I opened the beer bottle and the mouthpiece of the beer bottle sheared off at an angle. Mm-hmm. And then my finger decided to go through it and cut all of my finger. So that's still scarred. The other one I've got was from me chopping up a sweet potato. And the knife was a bit shit. And I had my hand in the wrong place and I sliced off a portion of my thumb, and that was a lot more painful than I thought it would be. And then my parents had to meet the rest of my teeth because I literally like couldn't do anything. Like I couldn't hold the knife or hold anything because my thumb was like way too sore. So I've still got a scar there. The other one I've got is on my wrist. I've got most of my scars on one hand.
I wonder what that says.
The one on my wrist was from when I broke it, and the break was actually like really, really bad. So it was going, so like where your forearm attaches to your wrist, my hand was like a couple of like maybe like half an inch lower than my actual forearm. So it was like a right angle break.
Oh my God. What was this when you fell from the tree?
Yeah. So I fell off a tree.
Mm.
So yeah, that was the most painful thing I've ever experienced in my life. I don't think I have. Oh yeah, I do have another scar actually. I've got one on my eyebrow there. And I've got a bit of hair missing, so the hair doesn't grow properly there. So that was from when I was really, really young. I was like a toddler. Mm-hmm. And I was crawling around and I'd knocked a vase over. And then I proceeded to knock the vase over and then fall over face first into it.
Oh my God.
So the cut wasn't that big, but it was really deep. So I cut the vase all the way down to my skull.
Nope.
So that's like a 20-year-old scar and I've still got it.
That's insane.
Yeah.
The scar on your lips, but you talked about that already.
Oh yeah, and on my lips, but you can't really see them. From when I decided to smash the top of a wine bottle off because it didn't have a bottle opener, and then tried to drink from it because I'm very, very clever.
Yes, absolutely. So resourceful.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Prepared for anything, as the scouts would say. So that's all of our...
So lady... Yeah. Ladies and gents, please be careful in general.
Don't drink wine unless you've got a bottle opener. Don't try and drink out of a smashed glass. It's stupid.
And make sure not to have Jaeger bombs the night before a job offer.
Oh, do. If you're British, you're okay. In that case, you're normally okay.
Swear we can be professional.
We promise.
We promise. But then again, this podcast isn't about us being professionals. So that's that.
It's for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, that's the story about our scars. The next question. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
See, I can't just have that one thing. If I had to narrow it to just one, it would be my teeth. Like I would like to have perfect Hollywood teeth.
Hmm.
Personality-wise, I wouldn't really change anything about myself. So humble. No, but I already like the way I am. It would be nicer to have nicer teeth, you know? I mean...
I know what you mean. Because then you could... Because they're a big... I always worry about my teeth. I'm always dead paranoid about them. Just because they can degrade so easily. Even if you look after them, like, really, really well. So the only people that have teeth stay the same are dentists.
I know. So I would love to have perfect teeth. If I could add more to the list, there are a lot of other things that I would like to improve. But
I don't know what I would change about myself. I'd like to be a bit taller, but I'm not.
You're already tall.
I know, but I'd still like to be a bit taller. I'd like to be like 6'3", 6'4".
Mm.
But it's not something I'm like paranoid about really. So that's a physical thing I would probably change. Personality wise, I'm pretty fucking sick, you know.
Pretty amazing. I agree. So. I actually agree. He's pretty cool.
No, so there you go. So I'm pretty much perfect. So stupid question.
Okay, too late. He already let that get to his head. But like I'm not surprised about the height thing, you know, because like I have a friend. I have a friend, B. Burt, who is already ridiculously tall. He's 6'5".
Oh, shit.
And yeah, he's a giant, but he's also pretty cool. And so like one time I asked him, I was like, B. Burt, do you still want to be taller? Like if you could be taller. And then I was expecting him to say no. And then he says, yeah, I'd like to be 6'7". And I'm like, what? And then okay.
Save some height for the rest of us, dude.
He ridiculously tall. His wife is also ridiculously tall. They're both just like ridiculously tall.
You really do have a way with words sometimes, that you know.
Yes, I have an incredible vocabulary. Yes, I do. Yeah.
If you could ask your future self one question, what would it be?
Is it worth it?
Is what worth it though?
Just is any of this worth it?
What, you mean life?
Yeah, just like everything that I'm doing now, like everything that I'm working on now, like I want to know.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah,
right?
That's kind of the question I was going to ask. I was going to ask, like, are you satisfied?
Yeah.
Life? That's what I'd want to ask. Because, like, you can be rich, you can be famous, you can be really good at stuff, but the main thing that you want to aim towards is being satisfied with what you've got.
Mm-hmm. And just like you'd also have to check on your future self's mental health, where it's like, yeah, you have all of the physical things that you wanted, but are you like okay up there?
You okay, son? That's what you just ask your future self. You are right.
Smiles.
You okay?
Smiles through the breakdown.
Yes, I'm great. Shakes uncontrollably.
This is fine. And then there's fire everywhere. This is fine. But yeah, it is very important to check on your mental health, everybody. So that's something that I would like to check with my future self, if my future self is mentally and emotionally, psychologically okay. If she's not, then I can still change that.
Or you could make it worse. Sorry to be morbid.
Yeah, no, but that makes sense. Next. Go big or go home.
No, that's very bad advice. Don't do that.
We're kidding. Please take care of your mental health. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Look after number one, which is you. An even deeper question next, which is cooler, dinosaurs or dragons?
Ugh, dragons, hands down.
It's 100% dragons. I don't know why anyone would say dinosaurs, because dragons are basically dinosaurs, but with wings that can breathe fire, depending on what.
Don't get me wrong. Dinosaurs are super cool. I absolutely love dinosaurs. But I would be much happier having with a dragon than I would be with a dinosaur.
Depends what kind of universe the dragons are from as well. I'm not going to talk about dragons too much because I'm going to sound like a really sad nerd. I'll be here all day. Sorry, more of a really sad nerd, I should say. What was the last thing you drew a picture of?
It was a mandala. It was like the sun and moon put together.
That's cute.
I think I showed you that. I showed you that.
You did show me that. I liked it.
I liked it. Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since I've actually drew anything. I think the last thing I drew was those leaves that I was going to draw for that project that I never finished. So I was going to do
Go on.
I was going to do like a biology poster where I had like the picture of the leaves that I took and then the drawing of the leaf and then like the name of it and the name in Latin.
Oh yeah, you showed me that.
Yeah, and I've not touched it in months.
It's fine.
Because it was just something to fill the time. Okay, last question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in aliens?
See, it sounds weird if you say, do you believe in aliens? Or it's like, oh my God, I believe in you. You can do it.
Do you believe they exist? You knew what I meant.
I know. But I would definitely like to believe that there are. Well, probably not. I wouldn't call them aliens, but I would like to believe that they're... are other beings that exist outside of Earth. I mean, like, how selfish could we be to think that it's quite literally just us when there's so much of the universe that remains unexplored? I mean, we haven't even explored the entirety of our own oceans.
Exactly. I think, is it not, I'm sure I saw something before where it said we know more about space than we know about our own oceans.
Yeah, something like that. And that's really,
that's weird.
That's cool and scary at the same time.
Exactly. I think like mathematically as well, there has to be something out there considering how large the universe is. There has to be, like, statistically, there has to be something else out there. It would make sense for there to be. But I don't think they've ever come to Earth. I don't think anyone's ever seen an alien.
And like... I saw a post, I can't remember who said it, but someone said something to the effect of, it's only one of two things. We are either alone in this universe or we're not alone in this universe. And I cannot tell which one is more frightening.
I don't know.
Like it would be really sad if we were the only things in existence in the universe. It's just, what?
Well, I think if there are other things in the universe, there's the thing about the... Oh, I can't remember what the theory is called, but it's basically talking about the different stages of evolution and like growth as a society, and we're at like 0.87 out of 3 or something. So like number one is like using all of the natural resources on your own planet, and then getting to number two is using all of the natural resources in your solar system, so like being able to use the sun properly to its full capacity. And then stage three is going to other galaxies. And if the like society did manage to get to the third stage, they're either observing us and waiting for us to do it, they've not discovered us, or when we do finally get there, then they could just white blow us all up and kill us.
You know, it'd be funny though if they were observing us, like in this day and age. I'm 100% sure they're gonna be like, "What the hell are they doing?
What the fuck is a Pepe?"
It's just, what are they? Are these humans okay? They all need professional help. What even? So that's a little bit embarrassing, but yeah, I would like to believe that there are other beings.
Same. I agree with that one. I think we should wrap it up here.
Mm-hmm.
That was the end of our questions that you're not used to. So,
and yeah, we're going to have like a whole lot of other stuff, but we're going to see how we're going to put them into categories so that they make more sense when we talk about them.
So we hope that you enjoyed that one, and I hope it's given you some things to think about. Mm-hmm. I hope we're looking forward to hearing your answers to these questions. And also, if you're looking for a good conversation with someone, you know, go ask people these questions, freak them out a bit and see what their answers are.
Or honestly, if you'd like, you can even message us and we'd love to talk to you guys.
Yeah, we'll ask you the questions and then you can answer us. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're everywhere. We're taking over the world.
Soon. Soon enough. But thank you for your time, and we're always happy to keep you guys company. And we're excited to see you again next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Take care, everyone. Stay safe. See you all next time. Bye.
Bye.